British missionary couples arrested in Gambia. Two imprisoned pastors in China get some good news. And an American work team in Honduras is finding their hearts are being touched. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A British missionary couple's in custody in Gambia after being charged with sedition. The Gambian government claims 60-year-old David Fulton and his 46-year-old wife Fiona sent letters criticizing Gambia's government. The Fultons have lived in Gambia for 12 years, David serving as a chaplain with the Gambian Army. International Christian Concerns' Jonathan Racho.
Both of them were very active in spreading the good news among the Muslims in the country. The country is governed by a Muslim leader, and the majority of the population there are Muslims, and they feel threatened by the Christians in that country. So they want to stop them from spreading the word, spreading the good news.
The situation isn't something you should ignore, says Racho.
I ask the listeners to call their representatives here in the United States and overseas so that the Gambian authorities will be told to immediately release these Christian missionaries and so that they can also get medical attention.
Pray for David as his health is deteriorating. Meanwhile, Voice of the Martyrs reports the two pastors were recently released from captivity in China. Pastor Wang Wheel Lang was sentenced to prison in 2006, where he was unable to share his faith even through brief prayer. Pastor Zhu Bao Guo was accused of being a cult leader and sent to a labor camp. Both pastors were released within a week of each other for medical reasons. Pray that they'll continue to be bold in sharing their faith despite the oppression they're facing. You're listening to Mission Network News. Mission Network News' Ruth Kramer is in Honduras this week with Buckner International. Today, they're at the Casa Hogar Omo, a private girls' home.
We're on the inaugural Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Honduras. Mandy Wheat is a college student from Texas, and we caught up with her shortly after her vacation Bible school team had washed the feet of a group of teenaged girls and given them new socks and shoes. I asked her what she wanted to take with her at the end of this trip.
I think definitely more of an understanding of the culture in Honduras and how the Lord's hand is at work here, and more of a global perspective on kingdom work and how God's using Hondurans to accomplish his purposes also, just like he is everywhere.
The shoes meet a basic physical need, which then opens the door for the teams to share the hope of Christ. And to an orphan, hope means everything. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Omoa, Honduras.
Meanwhile, Faith Comes By Hearing is an organization committed to reaching the world with the Word of God in audio. This Christmas, the ministry is offering something specifically focused on the meaning of the season. John Wilkie of Faith Comes By Hearing explains.
Faith Comes By Hearing is offering the Christmas story, as we call it. It's a podcast that has a word-for-word dramatized reading of the New Testaments of Matthew and Luke, and it's the harmonized Gospels about the birth of Jesus.
They created the podcast, Wilkie says, as a tool for you to use to share your faith and introduce people to the Christ of Christmas. He's also hoping radio stations will air it.
We've invited them to take this and then broadcast it on their station, because most stations are looking for holiday programming, especially family-friendly holiday programming this time of year. Some stations even change their formats and just broadcast nothing but Christmas music.
Wilkie says the Christmas story is what hurting people need. You can listen or download it at faithcomesbyhearing.com. And Wycliffe USA recently received an anonymous donation of $50 million. The donation came in just before the kickoff celebration of Wycliffe's Last Languages campaign. The initiative is a push to begin translating the Bible into every language without one by the year 2025. Although funding for the project was uncertain even a month ago, Wycliffe workers trusted the Lord to be faithful. Pray that Wycliffe will be able to fulfill their goals without interruption. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, Yours Free for the Asking. It's a moving high-end production that shows how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Arab Christians, serving as a reminder to us to pray for them at outreach at Christmas time. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.